what it's doing now, but better. I mean that. The business of expanding responsibility and coverage, you do at the expense of the intimacy that I think this society provides. Now, it ought to always look as to whether there will whether there is a future for electrochemistry, because after all, it broke away when it was readily definable and delineated. It now has worked itself around to being an integral part of the field, and maybe it's not necessary anymore. But I certainly don't visualize anything which would suggest that if it were part of the ACS, it wouldn't be a division. And if it were a division, it would be more like the ACS than it is like the electrochemical society. So for the long foreseeable future, I'd say that electrochemistry will be looked at as a field, and this is a good society. With which to do it. The fact of the matter is, that's what's happened to ACS, APS, American Institute of Biological Sciences. They've spawned small groups who are more homogeneous. Now, that can be bad in the sense that interdisciplinarity is not as clear. You begin to dig deep trenches and you can't see over the sides. Electrochemistry itself is an interdisciplinary activity. It's not a single item. If it were part of anything, it's part of interface science. The only difference between the grosser interface science and this is that you handle a charge across an interface. That's what makes electrochemistry. It's an oxidizing or a reducing agent, just like any chemical oxidizing or reducing agent, except that you can control the potential a little better. And under the right circumstances, you can meter the electrons in and out better. You can tell how fast to go before you saturate the system, all that kind of stuff. But it's got enough roots in enough different places, so I think I don't see any reason to believe it'll disappear as a specialty for a long time.
Did it ever attract physicists?
Yeah. It doesn't attract high energy physicists, except to voice a problem about cold fusion. But but it attracts the atomic molecular and AMOS, atomic molecular optical and spectroscopists are attracted. Many of them are. They work in the field, they do good work. Now, we used to publish papers by out of physics departments, people doing particularly electronic stuff, that is solid state stuff. The guys who do solid state conductivity are generally physicists rather than chemists. In a sense, superconductivity would fall into this, charge carriers in solids. It hasn't done it, because I think maybe the people who are involved with this society don't have a sufficient theoretical background, solid state theory background. But it's spread. It's got tentacles all over. But it after all, is part a great part of the electroanalytical. Is a great part of analytical. Organic. It owns the one of the maybe the only maybe the only law that's inviolable, except maybe the second law is inviolable. But Faraday's law is inviolable. It's just a product of charge times numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, there have been, in fact, there's a guy in here who wrote to me saying I found a way around Faraday's law. You know, you guys don't know what you're talking about. I remember getting a paper from the university Whit Waters ran many years ago, showing how Faraday's laws could be violated. You've got more than electrochemical equivalents, and it was all measuring problems, as it always has been, because it's a very simple thing. It's N times E minus charge on the Avogadro's number times charge. There aren't many laws like that.
Never thought about it that way, but yes. We sort of finished this list. Is there anything else you wanted to say in a general sense about the Electrochemical Society?
Well, I certainly wish it well, and I think it does an important and good job, which for the foreseeable future should be continued. I hate to see it amalgamate with anything. I hate to see it expand too rapidly or too unnecessarily. It ought to always look around to see what it is that belongs to it or that could be served by it, but that's about all I'm doing. It's a good template for other small societies because it's got the longest history, I think.
Yes, almost 100 years now.
So yeah, and I see the others are all much more recent, you know, post-60s, post-70s. So it's nice to have a system that you can look back on and see that it works for almost 100 years.
Well, thank you very much for spending a couple hours with me today.
It's nice to see you again.
And appreciate it.